Hello everyone, it's your favorite person, Seashell here. In today's topic, I want to talk about making sure you understand who you truly are, because the better that you understand who you are and why you do the things you do, you have the power to make the changes that you need in life to feel better about life in general. And I'm getting closer and closer to that every day. Every day I wake up, I want to discover more about who I am and really appreciate me for me. Like for instance, for a long time, I really struggled with my issues I had around dealing with conflict. It's been something that I've been dealing with for a very, very long time. And I believe it has to do with some things that happened to me in my childhood where I didn't stand up for myself and I was looking for everybody else to come and help me out, bail me out of a situation and help me feel better about whatever it was that I was going through. And I didn't open up my mouth, but there would be some times where people would actually see something was wrong with me and they would try to figure out how to help me. But I didn't always like say the right words or tell them that I needed help or even ask for the help. And so I think I developed this energy about me. So when people would come around me, they always wanted to try to figure out how to help or what to say to me. And they felt like, you know, helping me was just really telling me to do something. And I wanted to actually have them do it for me and not tell me what to do. That's the kind of help that I was needing, but I wasn't opening my mouth to say that's what I needed. And so now, later on in life, I've started to learn why I'm like that. And I did a video this past week about understanding what an empath is and what an HSP person is, which is a highly sensitive person. Because I started hearing about all this information. And you remember earlier I had mentioned how when you're focused on something, things just start coming to you. So I've been really focused on myself and understanding who I am and understanding why I am the way that I am. So all these topics and all these things started coming to me, these topics about what a highly sensitive person is and what an empath is. And I just kept seeing it. So I said, let me just do some research on this. And what I learned is that a highly sensitive person has that characteristic of wanting to run away from conflict. There is this thing within a person that a highly sensitive person that it really is painful when you have to deal with conflict and with people. Like you need to resolve a situation, but if somebody is angered or there's conflict in any way, then I like to avoid that. And that's what a highly sensitive person does. So as I started reading and understanding a little bit more about what an HSP is, I started really understanding, wow, those are main characteristics of myself. And then it really helped position me to understand what it is that I'm going through. And now I have the power to figure out what I'm going to do to fix that moving forward. So one of the things that I thought was important for me is that I need to be able to say out loud and articulate out loud and with extreme clarity what it is that I need. Then I started looking back through some of the other issues where I have dealt with conflict and it's made me feel like really upset inside, but how did I do it? What did I say? How was I able to overcome that? Then I was able to like really think about my feelings, how I would take my deep breaths and how I would set people's expectations before the conflict started. Here's what I'm hoping to get out of this situation, and I'm fine if we walk away not agreeing. but I want to state my piece. You can state your piece. And just simply being able to handle the conflict that way made it all the better for me. And so one of the other things that I do in conflict is I put my feelings in it and I consider the other person's feelings. Part of what I'm training or what I'm teaching here on my podcast is about how to take care of yourself. And what I would often do in conflict is I was not taking care of myself. I would hold back in conflict with people. I would hold back on what it was that I needed just to make sure they were cared for, or that they were heard, or that they felt like the issue was resolved on their end. That was something that I've always done, because that's another part of being a highly sensitive person and being an empath, is that I always want to care and I put feelings into it and I'm always thinking about that. Now, somebody who doesn't do that often, which I have lots of friends who don't do that, and they would tell me, you got to take the feelings out of it. It's not about feelings. You ever heard people say that? It's just business. It's not personal. It's business. Well, when you're dealing with conflict, a lot of times, it is about the business, or it is about getting the issue resolved. And you do need to take your personal feelings out of it sometimes. Sometimes you do. But then there are times where you do have to say, you know, personally, I'm feeling this way. It's not making me feel good, you know, especially like if it's a family or a friend and, you know, something's going on. You do. It's okay to have that conversation about how personal you feel about the situation. But the ultimate goal is to get to a final resolution and for you to make your decision. After I say this, and after I tell you how I feel, here's how I feel we can move forward in getting this issue resolved. Or here's, I'm going to take myself away from this situation because I don't like hearing that anymore. Or I don't like feeling this anymore. Or whatever the case may be. So now I am really creating these tools on what it will take for me to specifically deal with conflict, because I now have a better understanding of my personality, my characteristic traits, who I am, what I like, why I do the things that I do, so that I can use these tools to figure out how to help myself and move forward, moving on. So let me just share a little bit about what the tools I've implemented for myself when dealing with conflict. First thing is I realize that I'm in conflict. As soon as I realize that I'm in conflict, I think instantly about what it is. I'm no longer thinking about who I'm in conflict with and what their point of view is. I'm actually thinking about me, myself. What is it that I need to get out of this situation? How am I feeling? So my first instinct is to think about me and not the other person. And then once I figure out what it is that I need, I begin to articulate and formulate in my mind what are the expectations I need to set as far as getting this issue resolved. At the end of this conversation, what do I want? What outcome do I want? And then I go ahead and engage in the conversation with the individual. Now, I do have the sense to know that if I have done something wrong in that conflict and they tell me that, I can listen to what they say and be able to make that determination after hearing what they say. And then I can also explain why I did what I did. Like that's the thing that's important for me in conflict that I've never really done effectively before, is now I get to explain from my point of view. Yep, it might have been wrong that I did, you know, this to you, and you might have interpreted it that way, but here's why I did it. So you have a better understanding of why I did it. And moving forward, we can agree to do this, or we can agree to do that. And I think that is helping me get better to understand how to deal with the conflict. Now I'm no longer getting defensive because nobody's standing up for me in that situation. That's what I learned. In conflict, I was learning that my needs were not being taken care of. I was too busy taking care of everybody else's need and making them feel better about that situation and making it an easy task for them instead of really standing up for myself to say, you know what, I have an issue here too. And here's what I need in order for us to be able to move forward. And I'm going to listen to what you need as well. And we can meet in the middle. We can meet halfway and move forward. But had I not started digging into who I am and understanding why I react the way that I do and understanding what my needs are in the middle of conflict, then I would have continued to try to avoid being in that conflict because I want to avoid being on the losing end of that conflict every time. And that's what was pain. That was what was painful for me. The painful piece was the reminder that I don't have anybody sticking up for me, and I wanted somebody else to do that for me. And now I realize that I cannot stick up for everybody else all the time and not stick up for myself, because there's nobody else doing that. People should instinctively take care of themselves. And that was just an amazing, amazing lesson to learn in this process. And I'm so excited to understand that now moving forward. So what do you think about this? How are you going about learning more about your characteristics, your traits, why you do the things that you do, and balancing your needs against the needs of others so that you can form better relationships and still take care of yourself in the meantime? How are you doing that? Are you actually projecting how you're feeling onto somebody else and doing what somebody else needs instead of taking care of what you need? If you are, go ahead and recognize that and figure out what you need to do to take care of yourself so that moving forward, you'll have better resolutions, better relationships, better conversations, better everything. Like, you will just feel so much better understanding yourself and taking care of your needs in these situations moving forward. I hope you enjoyed this discussion today. As always, I look forward to hearing your thoughts. I invite you to share your information with me through email. Or you can give me a call, or however, make a comment, however you want to give this feedback. I am very willing and open to hear it. And as always, have a great day. Thank you again for listening.